Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
When they're putting the Viking stove that looks new to me on the front stoop.
This is a pricey stove.
We're walking out to the car, and she's like, look, that looks nice. It's like, can't fit in the house. And there's no way it's going to get through our door. But right. So the pressure for...
you could share this one. This one's on one you might want to take with you. It's called Lipstick on a Pig.
It was harder to get the Christmas turkey reserved than it was to get the vaccine. Yeah. It's the same thing.
They ran out of honey-baked hams.
Pony has an update for Fairfax County. Pony, are you there? Go ahead, Pony.
Yeah, Fairfax County Government Center has been distributing them all weekend, and I didn't even know they were doing that. So when I walked by there taking my Saturday afternoon walk, everyone was giving me this dirty look because I looked like I was some douchebag just trying to stop in and get a dose of the vaccine.
I'm a synthetic citizen. I'm a synthetic American because I wasn't born here.
Naturalized,
but I was naturalized.
Right, you are technically a naturalized.
I am the American dream.
Nightmare.
So,
all that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let me see here. I want to make sure that I've got my special music because we have it again here. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, Mike.
Glad to have you.
Hello.
With. Oh, there it is. It was right here. It was staring at me the whole time. All right.
Hello there, Mike.
Election Day. Election Day 2021. Hold on a second.
Yes?
Well, we're taking a look at Georgia.
Really,
we have breaking election news. There, are you guys hearing this?
Oh, yeah,
absolutely. Yes. Just checking. Yes. Is it loud enough? Is it loud enough for you? All right, very good. Hold on a second.
Mike, would you say all eyes are on Georgia?
All eyes are on Georgia. I am so sick. I am ready for elections and politics after this is done. And whatever team you're on, buena suerte. Good luck. If you want the Democrats, good luck to you.
Don't you want to win the Senate, Mike?
If you want the Republicans, I'm happy with where I am right now politically, okay?
That's a healthy attitude. That's a healthy attitude. No, you do not want what you haven't got.
I don't mind.
It was like a month ago you were beating the drum about how we didn't win the Senate.
I'll be very happy if we win the Senate. If the Democratic Party,
Oscars all of a
which
sudden
I am
we.
A member.
No. This is new.
It's the Lincoln Party I'm
Hold
a
on.
Part of.
This just in.
The Lincoln Project Party.
The Lincoln Project.
The Lincoln Party.
Are they a party yet? Yeah. Sign me up. That and the vaccines. Priorities.
Look, I'm just, let me explain.
All right.
I'm just burned out. I'm burned out with all of it. I'm burned out with so much. I want the Democrats to win, of course. I understand the balance of power and the way our government was set up was to have checks and balances, so I get that as well. But I also understand these are unprecedented times, but I will say this, that the only lady that I don't really like is the lady with the age-inappropriate hair.
Ah.
That's the one, with the flowing locks that almost looks like a
Brazilian blowout.
It looks more like she could be a cult member. You know, like that hair could be like the ladies you see that
long hair is
in
hard
those,
to maintain. Mike.
Tell me about it. That's why I cut mine off.
Do you think they're extensions or do you think that's real?
I think that's real, and I think she might be the third member of the group Nelson because that's what she looks like.
There it is.
Matt, how dare you?
Other than that, I don't look. I'm not going to say what I always say. You know who I like. You know who I don't like. I like the two that are running against
I don't know anymore. You just came out kind of flim-flam today.
No. I have... Look, I put a lot of emotion into the presidential election.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Lord knows, Todd Moore was complaining about it the other day, you know, saying,
yeah, a lot of you have reached out to me and said you didn't like it when Mike would get political. Yeah, you didn't like it, Todd.
Yeah.
So you're making that up.
Todd's
right?
been telling me that for 4 years.
Because Todd is a right-wing whack job. Thank you. I said it. It's there.
I think oh, hope so,
most
sweetie.
People are yeah. questioning that, yes.
I wonder just how many thousands of people reached out
anymore.
To him.
Yeah. Well, he had 19 likes on his live feed.
Wow. So, that's great.
I'm watching it. I'm watching it because I
you
still
click
have
like,
Todd
though?
As a friend.
Did
can't,
you?
Oh, no, no.
Can't watch
No,
it.
I did not. But back to this whole... Because I am an active member of the party, get inundated with emails and texts and emails and texts, and I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done. I believe that the people that should be participating financially and otherwise in the state of Georgia should be Georgians. That I believe that.
Okay.
I believe that. If it's
like
your state, I don't, you know, yes, go ahead. What?
Oh, aren't they Americans, really?
But aren't we all Americans?
We're not Marylanders.
Well, with the exception of Oscar, aren't we all Americans?
This is for the Senate in Georgia. I want to see
but it does have it does have national implications.
I'm right. a synthetic citizen. Like I'm a synthetic American
citizen.
Because I wasn't born here.
Naturalized.
But I was naturalized.
Right. Yeah.
Yes, I do have my paperwork. Thank you to Mama
You're an
Santana.
Immigrant.
Yes, I'm here.
You are
yes.
technically a naturalized.
I am
immigrant.
The American yeah. dream.
Nightmare.
So. absolutely.
He's the synthetic citizen. On Netflix.
Synthetic. All right, let me hold on. We've got a live update. Hold on just a second. Polls are open in Georgia. I want to do every update like Darren McGavin.
Oh, please do.
Do that again.
He'd be a great newsman.
All right. Polls are open in Georgia.
Bumpkisses.
Fragile. Yeah. Anyway, Kelly Loeffler, David Perdue facing off against Reverend Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff in the great state of Georgia. Democrats need to win both seats to force a 50-50 Senate and gain control with Vice President-elect Kamala Harris. There it is. That's what it is. But I am telling you that it's just, I think
it's a lie.
Most Americans are ready for just this to be behind us. This political, your team, my team, ready for it to be over.
Yeah.
Ready for peace. The only thing people, I think, should really be caring about right now after this is all said and done is that vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Get that vaccine into the arms of as many Americans as we can so we can move forward and get her done.
Once we're all vaccinated, are we allowed to fight again, though?
Well, I mean, I think I'd like 2 years. Well, there's going to be another election in 2 years. So
that's true.
No, two years.
Midterms.
2 years where we don't talk about it, you know? And it's just, you know, what we talk about where the big stories will be like the lottery and the March Madness.
Yeah.
Which still pisses me off.
Which may not be what the madness it is once again if we don't have enough vaccines.
That's right. Everyone's really mad this year.
They're planning on having they're sending them all out to India Tucky to sit there in the field houses out there where Hoosiers, you know, was shot and doing that. That's I'm all over the place today. Speaking of vaccines, which is very, very important right now. Oscar was here's the great thing about Oscar. He will usually, when there's something big going on that people need on a large scale, he'll usually find a hack, some kind of hack. And I believe, at least listening to him right before the show came on, that he may have some sort of a hack.
And in.
for vaccines. Now, down here in Florida, it is in the hands of the local governments and to a certain extent run by the greatest governor in the history of governors, Ron DeSantis, who is just, you know.
But at least he has age-appropriate hair.
Yeah, it's not down to his shoulders.
Mm-mm.
So we have to get in line and make an appointment and go out to where they're putting these tents up, and that's where we're getting it. You said it's something different in D.C. that's going on that you were very agitated about at 6:45 this morning.
There's nothing. Have you guys ever been in a motel room in a sexless relationship, and you just hear the people next door having sex, and you're like, oh, man, I didn't pay my taxes in some time.
My brother-in-law and I, years and years and years ago, went to Atlantic City, stayed at a hotel. I still remember the name of it, the Deauville. Now, the Deauville was a motel off of the main drag. It was not one of the big hotels in Atlantic City. And we didn't have a lot of money, so we shared twin beds. And we were both sleeping.
Before he was dating your sister?
No, this was right around the time. I think they were married.
I meant like sexless, like you and a partner together in a motel and hearing sex next door.
Oh, no. Well, the reason I said that's the only time I ever remember really hearing sex at 7 o'clock in the morning. I was on my left side in the twin bed. He was over in his bed on his right side. And at 7 o'clock in the morning, I remember this better than I remember things in my life. We hear hear the sounds of sex.
Passion.
Our eyes the sounds open. Of sex.
Our eyes opened at the same time. And I looked at him and I'm like, well, I guess we're up. But anyway.
So that hasn't happened to me, but this is the closest that it's happened. And it's
not
sex.
The Deauville is beautiful, Mike. It's a curved building.
and the way that I'm equating this is because if you're in a relationship that, you know, you haven't paid your taxes in some time and you hear the sex next door, it's kind of like, oh, great. Some more pressure. Now I got to pay my taxes. What happened this morning was around, I would say, 5:45, 6 a.m., a little too early for my taste, since I live in a townhome. I hear construction, and I'm like, what is happening next door?
That's early.
Very early, for a construction site.
Now, in fairness to my neighbors, they gave me a heads up that they were starting to build their kitchen. I did not tell my wife that. They're remodeling their beautiful kitchen. They're bringing it to the next level.
Did you tell them that you wish you had a kitchen?
No, I didn't mention that because I didn't want to highlight that the kitchen was being built next door or remodeled, because I figured my wife and I would be at work when it got started and I'd never have to hear about it.
Right.
So from what I got from your opening, that you'll get a kitchen if you have sex with your wife?
No.
No, you have to have sex next door to get the kitchen.
No. The sex and the awkwardness of it, of basically your neighbors having a lot of sex and you're not having sex at home, is the
equating the kitchen remodel to the sex.
Yes.
Where that when they're digging into their kitchen and doing this massive, gorgeous kitchen remodel, and you're looking at your wife who doesn't even have a toaster oven.
They don't have a stove.
Yeah,
right?
If the kitchen is sex, what is the garbage disposal?
Okay, stop it. Don't make it more confusing.
When they're putting the Viking stove that looks new to me on the front stoop.
This is a pricey stove.
We're walking out to the car, and she's like, look, that looks nice. It's like, can't fit in the house. And there's no way it's gonna get through our door. Like that, I know that's beautiful, and I'm sure somebody's gonna make this a home of its own. But so the pressure for
you could share this one. This one's one you might want to take with you. It's called Lipstick on a Pig. All right, can't put lipstick on a pig. You ever hear that one, Oscar?
Yeah.
That's
one
you can take.
No.
Take that one to the bag.
I'm waiting for arson.
they can use that against you. Be careful.
My luck, nothing would burn because it's made out of brick. And be like, look, everything was fine. We're good.
It's a little smoky, a little smoke damage in the curtains. You can move back in.
That's no big deal.
$40 cleanup. You could always go next door visit if you wanted to simmer something.
So they had a Viking? They're putting a Viking in there.
No. That was their old stove.
Oh, they're getting rid of a Viking?
Yes.
That is obscene. Not okay.
God bless them. They do well for themselves. I'm not hating on that. It's awkward for my wife and I to walk out and me like continue to push this kitchen remodel back because it's not the right time.
See, I didn't even know that. So she's looking at their old Viking and saying that looks nice.
Great.
Like maybe you could scavenge it.
Yeah.
Would it fit in the backyard?
We'd have to hire a crane to get it to the backyard.
All right.
And then we'd have to hire a demo team to get it through the wall or the small doors to get it in the house. Mm-hmm. Not going to work out.
I understand.
You know? So you can't do it with a hand truck.
You know, as we do this show, I make notes, mental notes on, I'm going to make more of an effort on things I'm going to change in 2021, Rob.
Yeah.
I'm going to make more of an effort in 2021 to have to front load the show with Oscar's stories, because it usually is a process.
Yes,
to get to the point, and I won't
remember. Well, the show is at greatest length 80 minutes, and sometimes we need all 80.
It can't be all about golf and food,
and food during golf.
That's it.
Yes,
that's all we are is to you is golf and food.
As a matter of fact, that's probably how he refers to us in his diary. Well, yeah, had a great day with golf and food today.
Food,
yeah, big fat Rob.
Yeah. I read those chat groups too, Oscar. All right, so anyway.
Yes.
So your neighbor is remodeling in the wee hours.
I tell Shannon, I said, she goes, "What is going on?" This is why I was up so early texting you guys. I said, "Oh, I forgot to tell you they're remodeling their kitchen." And they were kind enough to tell me like a week ago. I forgot to tell you. So
that's still early. Wow.
In fairness to them, they told me I didn't even blink. I was like, "No problem. Do your thing. We're good." I just forgot. Right.
Do you know these people by their first names? Or do you even know their names?
Yes.
Do you know their last name? Well, I'm not asking. I'm just trying to gauge your level of familiarity. Do you know their last name?
Yes.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. Do they have kids?
Yes, three kids.
Super do it sweet. For fun once in a while. Jesus.
Can you shut up for 5 seconds while he tells his story? I meant in 2021, zip, zip, zip. Wendy, you have plenty of time on this show to talk about your stuff. I just want to know what the hell is going on with the vaccine, and he's already in a kitchen. Go ahead.
Well, Mike, I said to my wife, 2022, we're going to get a kitchen. Goals. 2022. I was like, that, like what they're doing, they've been planning for years. That's a smart thing to do. I promise you in 2022, new kitchen. I feel like we were setting goals there. And then that's respectful, and there's no more like awkwardness about it.
In the house you have, or will it be another house?
Oh, no. Like this is a ride or die home. Where this is it. As good as it gets.
Okay. Got it. All right. Yeah. Go ahead. All right. What does that have to do with the vaccine?
Well, no. Well, you asked me about my kitchen, so that's what woke me up in the morning. No, I'm sorry.
I
woke up because of the construction. The vaccine in D.C. is being distributed in different ways. And for the endangered species, as I like to call them, my parents and those that are compromised.
Yes. 65 and older.
Right.
Yes. So you can go to a Giant. You can go to a Safeway, and you can get this vaccine if you're older. In that demographic.
If they have it. I mean, it's a supply and demand
and
thing.
And yesterday, a story broke that two guys in their 30s got the vaccine because they were in a Giant pharmacy and the pharmacy was about to close and they had extra doses that were going to go bad if they didn't just give them out. So
let me stop you right there, because I'm hearing that. Are you telling me that in the District of Columbia, that the vaccines are being distributed through local pharmacies?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I gather.
That's just so cool.
Yeah.
We don't have that down here.
I'm
so jealous of you.
You snooze, you lose.
Yeah, but you got better weather.
That's true.
And how are they doing it in Virginia? How are they doing it in Virginia, Rob?
Also, I think through pharmacies. You're finding the way to your way to it.
This drives me nuts. I can't go. There's so many pharmacies. I mean, in Manassas, my God, you probably could just go hop around. So you're telling me that they have to take them out of that freezer.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And if they leave them out there, they can't refreeze them.
No, they
can't
go
put them back in there.
So this pharmacist who was being chastised at first, but now Giant has stepped up to the plate and said, no, they did the right thing, because they went and looked for the endangered species. They couldn't find anybody. They were about to close, and they had these doses, so they found someone so they wouldn't go to waste.
Was it by appointment that the old people were supposed to be there, obviously?
The people that were supposed to go, a few people didn't go.
Yeah, so then they had that. So it's doses. By appointment. You make an appointment at the pharmacy to go in and get your vaccine, and these were no-shows.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So right. I'm saying that
they're selling day old bread. It's bread they can't put on the shelf.
And the lady she said, "Hey, do you guys want the Moderna vaccine? I've got a couple doses. They're going to go bad. We're about to close."
Wow. So that to me would be a fan. Where is this story?
I texted it to you. It was from NBC4.
That's right. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
It was on Channel 5 this morning as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very cool, though. I mean, so were there people that were frustrated that this happened? Why would
they
be mad?
They're annoyed, I'm sure. But like, what do you want them to do? Throw it away?
No, the
I'm annoyed at the people that made an appointment
and didn't
me,
show.
Me, 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 and then didn't show up. That's crap. That sucks. 65 and older.
The spin they need to do on this is that this guy won the lottery. you know, this is just a guy that got lucky, and it's great that all the doses are being used.
But this is the window. If you're listening to the show on January 5th, which is today, and you go to a pharmacy and you lurk like we would at a casino or a slot machine and look around when there's a hot table. Like, if you know the time they're going to close, which is posted online, not hard to find.
Right.
Take 30 minutes. Lurk. Hang out.
Yeah, you might get that Cabbage Patch Kid.
I think it's possible.
So is that your plan? Are you going to maybe try to do that?
Yeah.
What are the hours of the one across the street from
I'm not going there. They're not going to. No. You got to go to a
reputable one.
A friendly, wonderful space.
A reputable pharmacy.
Yeah, reputable.
Okay, so
over there,
I know my pharmacist is a giant. Yeah. I know them.
The one at CVS, they're keeping their doses in a Yeti cup.
That's a legend.
Are all pharmacies getting doses? I need details, you know?
Well, this is the story doesn't tell you those details. I was just shocked as well as you are that someone
I'm shocked that pharmacies are getting them in general.
That they had them. And Yiant, all these years later, you know, the idea that I'm actually nice to the pharmacist and I know her name.
It can help.
Give her those Bolivian bedroom eyes. You know,
oh, my God.
Go, hi, how is she?
I'm just going to walk around with a limp back and forth,
It's a frontline worker in the D.C. area. Is she Latina?
No. Okay. She's from a mysterious land.
Rob got that joke. All right. That was
I have no idea what that meant.
I know. Thank you. The thing is, I remember when they were talking about these vaccines that they were saying that that's how they were going to get this out to the public, that they were going to send these doses out to the pharmacies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then somehow down in Florida, we ended up with 78-year-olds camping out on the sidewalk because the idiots in my county said, hey, first come, first serve, which is about the worst way of doing anything, anywhere, anyhow. And I don't think we can go. I don't think it's at any pharmacy.
I love
here.
The fact
it's
that
it's not in any doctor's offices down here.
Mike, your state is handling the vaccine the way they do the Rose Parade.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, or tickets to a concert.
Show up early.
It's like an Ozzy Osbourne concert. That's the way they're doing it.
I was out in front of Hecht Company for 2 days, and now I'm healthy.
I'd be curious. Listen, share your stories around the country. I'd love to hear from
Tell
you guys.
Us.
Let me know how they're doing it in your state or your municipality. Because I always thought that what would be the best way, in my humble opinion, to get it into the arms of a lot of people. I don't think you do the stadiums and line up cars and stuff. How about your local pharmacy?
Mike, what they need to do is take... Do you remember that 10 years ago, even 15 years ago, it was a big deal to get a flu shot? You have to make an appointment. You have to go to your doctor.
Now you get a flu shot everywhere.
That's how it should be.
It's infrastructure.
Okay.
Like, trashy parts of Florida, they're probably not going to have the freezers you need to keep that thing ice cold.
Well, if they take the deer out in the bad neighborhood. I thought there's sort of a uniformity among pharmacies, and if you get them out and you get the equipment that's needed. I'm not running this. In fact, I don't know who is, but it's different everywhere.
Yes.
There is no leadership from the top. There is no FEMA. There is no National Guard. This has not been implemented by the military. By the way,
it's upsetting. Yes.
The military did testing. I remember I told you earlier in the pandemic when we went prior to July 4th.
Right.
My wife and I went and got tested, and it was being done beautifully by military people. And that's the way. So anyway, that's it. But I'm curious that they kind of threw it into the pharmacies here. So these pharmacies have the storage facilities.
Yeah, there's an off chance that they'll have an extra dose.
And if you want to meet a famous radio personality, go to your local pharmacy at about 5:45.
Hey, that'll be exciting, won't it?
Yeah.
By the way, they're thinking, I understand, in D.C., about putting them in some of the 7-Elevens, but they're waiting for the vaccine that actually has to be microwaved before you put it in. For 30 seconds.
I'm going to lurk. When I can, I will lurk.
The 7-Eleven vaccine, Mike, is 2 pumps.
And you know nothing other than that, you know nothing else about the vaccine.
I thought the story was fake at first.
Okay.
There's no way that happened. And then I read.
You're curious. About this. Have either one of you? See, I know you guys don't pay attention. I wouldn't either because you're not in the age group.
No, it's not. It's not even close to getting to me. Carrie will get it first because she's a teacher.
And I'm paying attention. Yeah. I'm paying attention.
Are pharmacies the primary way they're delivering?
Yes. So, for example, my mom
in D.C.
So in Maryland as well, my mom called the Giant and they said for $12 you can come get the vaccine. That's like her
highway deal. Robbery.
Yeah.
No. I'm blown. You understand how blown away I am
because that's science fiction to Florida.
You can just call like I could call a grocery store pharmacy and they'd say, hey, $12, come by and get it. You have to understand what an utter cluster it is down here in this horrible state that I live in. And I'm sorry, I'm ready to say it right now. With horrible leadership, with horrible people in the government that are just making these old people go through these ridiculous hoops. Well, you're telling me that your mom in her 70s up in Maryland can call the local grocery store and say, make an appointment, and it's that easy? Has she made an appointment
She'll
yet?
Get her vaccine here in about 3 weeks. She's on the...
In Oscar's world, it was harder to get the Christmas turkey reserved than it was to get the vaccine. Yeah. It's the same thing.
They ran out of honey-baked hams.
Pony has an update for Fairfax County. Pony, are you there? Go ahead, Pony.
Yeah, Fairfax County Government Center has been distributing them all weekend, and I didn't even know they were doing that. So when I walked by there taking my Saturday afternoon walk, everyone was giving me this dirty look because I looked like I was some douchebag just trying to like stop in and get a dose of the vaccine.
So they're doing it in Virginia with pharmacies and with government
centers?
That's
my understanding. That are doing
They're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They're everywhere.
Yeah. But you have to be
These granite countertops are really paying off.
Yeah.
Man, oh man.
They sit you at a round table in your foyer and they give you the vaccine.
I'm just so blown away.
You should be jealous, Mike.
Yeah.
It should be the same way across the country.
Why is our state so effed up? I know why it's where. Ron DeSantis. I'm blaming
it's the sun.
Him.
Yeah. It's there the you sun. Go. It's ruined everything.
No, and by the way, I'm not 65, and so I don't have a dog in this fight, and I am probably...
Couldn't you make a fake, like one of those great fakes that say you're over 65?
Can I tell you how I feel about... by the way, and I figured out our birthday party thing. We figured it out, yeah. So we got it covered. They're very, very sensitive to what's going on up there. Masked up, socially distanced, and outside...
Famous last words.
Dining. This will be when I get it. Because I'm talking about it on the show. I'll come in Monday and go,
remember that, Tampa?
Thank you. Yeah. But I'm thinking, so it sounds to me, if you guys were based on the reports, and you're not exactly the roving reporters, either one of you, giving me all the information I need.
Yeah.
But I'm saying you would say that overall you think that the news stories in Virginia and D.C. and Maryland have been... rollout is okay. Yes. People
positive,
are getting it.
I don't like to waste time, but you know I like being late to things. So if I'm there right before they close, the chance that I'm going to get there and I'll get
Think that the vaccines are being handled properly in Maryland, D.C.?
Overall,
what I'm asking.
It could be better because everybody has access to any. And look, if you don't have internet and you can't get online to make your appointment, then you're effed. Like, how are you going to get access to that, right?
You could call the 800 number, Mike.
Right.
Yeah. Like, there are options, but not all of them are perfect. But from what I'm seeing, at least in the DMV, this is being handled better than most places.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. It's not down here. Down here, it's
tragic. It's sad. It shouldn't be that way.
I know Virginia is a big state, and Northern Virginia is very different than Southern and Western Virginia, but I will say this about D.C.
Oh, see, that's your snobbery coming
No. I'm just saying that
that's your snobbery.
If you look at D.C. as the one unit of D.C.,
Northern Virginia.
No, I'm just saying there's regional. You can't explain that.
Are you a snob when it comes to Maryland? Tell the truth.
No, I hate Maryland.
Yeah, yes. See, there you go. There, right? Right,
Mike. There's the best side of the Potomac to be on, And that's where I'm at.
Yeah, okay.
But, I was going to say something nice. All ahead of this, I think D.C. has been ahead of the curve for most of the pandemic as far as proactive wearing masks and everything. Right, yeah. I mean, it's always been a pretty well-run situation.
I think that mayor you got up there now, what's your name, Bottoms, right?
Bowser.
Bowser. Mayor Muriel Bowser.
Muriel Bowser, you know, I think she's ahead of the curve on everything. Yep. She's a brilliant mayor, one of the best mayors the city's ever had.
Well, second best.
Wrong about that?
No, I agree.
Second best. Thank you, Rob. I appreciate that. Mayor for life. God rest his soul. God rest his soul. Thank you very much. Rob Spiewak never forgot me. I'm here for you. Yes, sir. There we go.
I bet he would have gotten the vaccine right away.
Oh, yeah. But he would have put it in a champagne glass.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
What the hell is this?
What, that's light beer.
Gee, I weigh 90 goddamn pounds and you bring me this slopping foam? Every morning, I wake up and I smoke a cigarette. And then I eat 5 strips of bacon. And for lunch, I eat a bacon sandwich. And for a midday snack,
bacon.
Bacon, a whole bacon. Damn plate. And I usually drink my dinner. Now, according to all of them flat belly experts, I should have took a dirt nap like 30 years ago. But each year comes and goes, and I'm still here. And they keep dying.
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
Any luck today?
The hell should I know? I just got here.
Oh, did you hear? Someone moved into the Klickner place. Woman.
A woman?
Yeah.
Did you mount her?
Oh, Dad.
No, wait a minute. What? Has she got big thighs?
No.
No? Then what's the problem? If I was a young fella like you, I'd be mounting every woman in Wabasha.
He's in.
Looks like Chuck's taking old one eye to the optometrist.
Jeez, Dad.
He's in. Looks like he's gonna enter the Holy of Holies, coitus uninterrupted. Chuck's slipping her the old salami. Looks like Chuck's gonna put the hot dog in the bun. Looks like Chuck's taking the old log to the beaver. Looks like Chuck's gonna bury his boner. Yeah, looks like Chuck's taking the skin boat to Tuna Town.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
The best part of Grumpy Old Men, in my opinion. A very average movie, to be perfectly honest.
Below
average. Had its moments. We are live from the Podcast Village Studios. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with a loyal legion of listeners who are part of our family and who listen every day in every corner of the world. This is TMOS, heard in great places like Claxton, Georgia, Homer, Alaska, Tokyo, Japan, Novato, California, Emigrant, Montana, and South Bend, Indiana. The Mike O'Mara Show on now. And brought to you a brand new client that we are really excited about. I know I am. Thompson Cigar.
Yeah.
I love a good stogie, especially out there on the golf course. And the best way to relax, it was a premium cigar. Nothing like a real premium cigar, and I get mine from Thompson Cigar Company, part of my golfing ritual. With over a century in the business, these guys really know their stuff, with the best prices on everything from Macanudo to Monte Cristo, and of course, when I really want to luxuriate my Padron.
Mm.
Oh, I love my Padrons. Yes, they're square, not round, you know. They are not round cigars. They are little rectangular. They are.
I know.
I love them, and they are beautiful. They are things of beauty, and I do not smoke those necessarily on the golf course because they are reserved for a special moment, if you know what I mean.
Occasion especial.
Oh, man. You can get them. They got every kind of Padron and the Padron Anniversary Series at Thompson Cigar.
They have everything.
That's my flavor. You can go with your, you know, they're for special occasions. Thompson Cigar Company continues to be the number one choice for premium cigars in the USA because they deliver the very best customer experience. And online customer service is what it's all about, especially in this pandemic. It's so great to shop for something I love with online convenience, and I know I'm dealing with the best in the biz. Plus, all the accessories, lighters, tobacconalia ever need. So sit back and take a break from all the craziness with a cigar from Thompson Cigar Company. They got all of them. These guys rarely do offers, but right now, Thompson is offering our listeners 15% off orders over $75 or 20% off orders over $99. Just go to Thompson. And by the way, for the really high-end cigars, that's a great deal get that percentage. Mm-hmm. Just go to thompsoncigar.com and use promo code TMOS when you're ready to check out. Load up for the season. The website is Thompson, T-H-O-M-P-S-O-N, cigar.com, and use that promo code. You know it. You love it. TMOS.
I got from them?
What's that?
It's on the way. A pipe.
Ooh.
I've always wanted a pipe.
Stick that in your pipe and smoke it.
Exactly. Terrific. And I'll be blowing bubbles all day.
Thompson Cigar Company, and you got a pipe.
What I'm saying is they have everything. They have everything. You'll love the website.
Sherlock Holmes. That's fantastic. It's a corncob pipe, or do you get the big Sherlock kind?
No.
Yeah, I can see you with a pipe. This is Fred McMurray. This is your pop culture. Get a cigar, for Christ's sake.
It's a classic pipe. You're going to love it. I'll bring it in. You'll see. You'll see.
Well, they're tobacco.
Yeah, a bunch of pipes.
And all the tobacco I bought from them as well. So it's awesome stuff.
I tell you, I was on their website. They have a great
really
user-friendly website. And when I found my Padron and then Mrs. O'Meara was over my shoulder, I have to go back and finish the deal today because they are great. I mean, really great cigars. They're made in Nicaragua. Mm-hmm. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. I'm very jealous about the way they are handling the vaccine in your neck of the woods, because it is a bit of a CF down here. And if I see one more local newscast with old people whining, I'm going to have a meltdown.
How are they handling it in your neighborhood?
Yeah, with old people. Okay. Do you know anyone in your neighborhood that's
gotten? Are they complaining, or they're just like,
yeah, they found their way?
Here's how they're doing. This is exactly how they're doing. Okay. So they set up, it's not an octagon, but it's a regular boxing ring. Then they put plywood around the outside of it,
right,
and fill it with Jello, and then you wrestle for it.
Excellent.
You wrestle for it down here. All I know is that they started it down here with an 800 with first come, first serve. That was a cluster F. Mm. Now they're doing appointment only. Apparently, as soon as they open up the appointments, the vaccine's gone. We'll wait for next week. We should. The last I saw this morning on the local news is they're going to get more this week. That'll be gone. That'll be gone. That'll be gone. I'm not 65. I don't have a dog in the fight, but it still, to me, is a bit difficult for people to get it. So my heart is with everybody that's going through that right now. But the idea of seeing people that are 75, 85 that are camping out on a sidewalk is just is ludicrous. And this is we'll see where we are in a couple of months. Right now, you know, as far as the average person that's not high risk, I have no idea. I don't know how long it's going to take.
I think the real story is that we haven't had enough vaccines given to our population yet.
Right. Hopefully that'll get better and better and better.
And baby stepping. Yeah, we're getting there. Sure.
This is what drives me crazy. And I know this isn't a one-to-one, but we can get anything in the world delivered to our house within 24 hours.
Sometimes less.
You throw in the... Right. You can get lobster. Like, delivered to your house in 24 hours if you're willing to pay enough money. Mm-hmm. I've heard. I've never done that, but I've heard.
Yeah. Yeah, right? You can do that.
Why can't we get these vaccines to people that are in need in that amount of time?
Want a lovely little statistic to piss you off? You ready for this? Why don't we find out how many people buy lottery tickets for this big lottery and how many people got vaccinated today? Why don't we check into that? Yeah. Why don't we look into that little factoid, okay? Mm. You know what? Let's clean the slate. I know people are tired of hearing about
enough.
It. Let's not have a nice Rob.
Can we
have,
do we have any transition
music? That's there it is. There's Rob's pipe. Rob, can we have a transition music because I want to talk about your major purchase?
Yes,
I'm curious about.
This is exciting.
1 second.
By the way, did you have any kind of? Did you leave the house during your holiday at all? Or
absolutely.
I saw you were like towards the end of the vacation. You were definitely Facebooking a lot.
Yeah.
Like every little moment of your life that I still wish you would stay for the show. It's Rob Spiewak's vanilla holiday, ladies and gentlemen.
I wouldn't call it a vanilla holiday. I mean, also, you have to sort of, it's a time where people aren't really getting out and doing a whole bunch of stuff. We had, just briefly, my Christmas.
Yeah, but that's been you since 2012.
Yeah. My Christmas was very nice, had a very small early morning Christmas thing with my dad and his wife, Kathy, which was fantastic. And then my mom came over for dinner. But I do want to send you guys a picture.
Happy birthday, Kathy Spiewak.
Yes, good
birthday.
Happy birthday.
I want to show you what Julia did. It's so fun having an artist in the house. I just texted you a few pictures. Months ago, Robert mentioned in passing that he'd like to have an action figure of himself. He was just being sort of a jackass teenager thing. So Julia took it to heart. And for 2 months, she worked on making a Robert Spiewak III action figure and actually bought packaging that they use for wrestling figures and made a box for it with a description. And I'll post this on the Facebook page. But it is Robert in his basketball uniform with a basketball with his gold chain. And it's called Sauce, because that's his nickname at school, Saucy Spiewak. And it talks about...
Whoa. His name is Sauce?
Saucy, yeah. He's Saucy Spiewak.
Saucy or Sauce?
Well, I mean, just like you would call someone like, sometimes if you would be Michael, he'd call you Mike. Sauce is short for Saucy. But I think most of his friends just call him Sauce.
Is why it because does he slings get the name pizza saucy? Sauce?
Sauce because he's, saucy, outrageous. We've discussed this briefly before, I think. But But the Julia is... definitely tongue firmly in cheek when she made this action figure. But it was so funny when he opened it because he so did not expect it. And when when you catch an 18-year-old totally off guard and he almost gets emotional,
great gift.
He says, "This is sick."
The highest compliment you can pay
somebody. It was pretty
good. She went out and made him his own action figure.
Now, every part of that is like she mixed the colors of the clay. She had to bake the clay. She had to assemble it. It's got a wire skeleton.
The description is fantastic.
I'll read it. Go ahead, Mike.
Shoots. He might not score. This limited edition CLBL Sauce figurine includes his signature gold chain and a headband for comedic effect. Perfect for the basketball player in your life who's better at collecting basketball cards than actually playing the game. What a great sense of humor. What a brilliant thing. That
and
is
if
so
you look,
funny.
If you look carefully at the packaging in the box, the background is actually his high school. So, I mean, extra mile. And it's
collect them all. Fireworks pizza uniform, graduation cap and gown, wife beater, Ida Lee workout clothes, cowboy costume, blue North Face jacket. Gold chain sold separately. Funny. Did you know this was coming?
Oh, yeah, because every night after he went to bed, that's when she'd be working at it in the kitchen. So we watched the whole thing come together.
Loving. That's so loving.
But
what
it was
a great sister.
That really made me proud of her. So that was good.
That's so sweet.
That's great.
But
that's fantastic.
On New Year's Eve, Carrie's been bemoaning the fact that the car that I drive, the...
Moaning or bemoaning?
She's been bemoaning the fact and moaning about the amount of miles... that are on the Kia Sorento that I drive to and from work. And she said, we really should get something with lower miles if you're just going back and forth to the city. I said, okay, what about like a moderately used, low mileage Kia of some sort? And she said, that's
now,
probably what we
need.
Now,
hold on a second. Wait, so you're
you
talking about...
You just got this car.
No, we got this car 4 years ago.
You're wanting to dump your Kia Sorento?
No. We wanted for her to take the Sorento because she only drives about 20 miles a week.
All right.
And get something else to go back and forth to the city. So I said, okay, we have a nice relationship with this dealership.
What about the Buick?
I hate the Buick.
Okay.
So
the Buick's the one you got from a family member.
Right? Well, yeah, it was the amazing Ed Harrell piece of shit mobile that we got when he passed away.
Right, so how many cars do you have now?
Well, right now, if we went back to the end of last year, we had the Kia Sorento, The Buick.
Let me give you your thing here.
All right.
Do that. All right, start again, please. I'm sorry.
Kia Sorento. The Buick, I think it's a Lucerne. Ugh. Julia owns her Subaru Forester. And Robert was driving the very old PT Cruiser from Chrysler. But I think what sealed the deal is Carrie went to get something out of the PT Cruiser on the morning of New Year's Eve and picked up the tailgate and the handle came off. Mm. And we've gotten to a point now where the repair of a handle is roughly the same value of the PT Cruiser. So right. She says, if we get a medium used car, I can pass the Buick down to Robert.
Do any of your neighbors think you have a safe house?
they don't ask.
I'm curious about that.
A group home.
Just, you know,
right.
Everyone's got places to be. So we go in and the guy that we deal with there, the service advisor, is great. And I said, who should we ask for? And he said, ask for Angela.
Is this your used car dealership?
This is a car dealership that sells used and new cars.
Is this where you bought the Kia?
Yes, exactly.
Is this when you initially bought the wrong Kia and then went back and took a bath on the Kia? Then to
you
get
mean
the new Kia?
The Kia Soul? Yes.
Yes.
That for some reason I got bamboozled by my wife.
Is this a Kia dealership?
It's Kia Subaru, both.
All right. Okay. All right.
They've treated us very well in the past. Actually, and they're adjacent to a Chrysler dealership. That's where I bought my 300 some years ago as well. So I've been dealing with them for a long time. And so I go and I say, Angela, and she says, yes. I said, hi, we're looking for a low mileage used Kia. And she obviously sees no money in this and says, I'm with someone right now, but Eric can take care of you.
Have you heard of the internet where you can actually look at these cars on the internet before you arrive?
Yeah,
for the dealership?
Cars, car gurus. Yeah.
Done it all.
We should get one of those.
We had we actually had 5 or 6 models that we had tagged when we got there, but we wanted to see them.
Okay,
I'm allowed
to
touch the car before I buy it, right, Oscar? Is that
is that
what kids do nowadays?
I think the most efficient way
is Venmo the money and then what?
Call ahead and say, can you have these cars ready for me?
Postmates bring you the car. Is that how it works?
Hold on, we got to take a break. We got to come back and finish this. We got to take a break. We're gonna come back. We're gonna come back and check.
I hired a task rabbit to go buy me a car.
2021, we haven't missed a beat. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, humans, it's me again, Winslow, the Boston Terrier. One of the worst things about being a dog is that I can't talk. It's wicked hard. Not only does it make it impossible to ask for treats, it also prevents me from being a TMOS talking head. Imagine how fun it would be to sit down on a Friday morning, hop on your Zoom, and shoot the shit with TMOS. That would be a wicked pisser. I can't do that because I'm a dog, but you can. Just email your info to rob@mikeomerishow.com with your contact info and why he should choose you. And if you're wondering how a dog that can't talk can voice a promo, don't overthink it, okay? Hey, Tom Brady, how you liking Tampa? Woof.
Dang.
Coming to town.
I got to tell you, he had a pretty good season, as it turned out. Don't bet against Brady. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Noom. We're going to get back to Rob's story in just a second here. People love to offer advice about the best way to eat, and it's never any good. That's why I love Noom.
Yep.
Based on psychology, Noom teaches you how to eat, because you don't need rules to lose weight. You need knowledge. Noom personalizes a weight loss program just for you, and it's only 10 minutes a day. Plus, Noom is flexible, empathetic, easy, forgiving. They know you're only human. They know how to keep you on track. If you stumble, you can do it. You can get back on track and you can do it tomorrow. It works. That's a big deal.
It is.
People trying to lose weight. Everybody's going to screw up once in a while. I mean, I'm sure there are exceptions to the rule, but we all have our little glitches. If you don't believe me, over 80% of Noomers finish the program. And over 60% have stuck with their goals for at least 1 year.
That's
that
huge.
Is a big
That's
deal.
Amazing.
Oscar loves Noom. Carla's never looked better. Now there's a science to getting healthier. It's called Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/TMOS. Learn how to eat again with Noom. Sign up for your trial today at Noom, Noom.com/TMOS. Ready to learn how to live healthier? Sign up for Noom today at Noom.com/TMOS. All right, So Oscar was giving Rob a hard time, but Rob did check out cars online and then went to his Kia place to see what he could do. So you're at the dealership, and the lady immediately blows you off.
Yeah, so we're going out, and I said, we're going to go look at a few models, and Eric says, fine. And I'm drawn to the one that I pulled, which was a four-year-old Cadillac. And it was a beaut. It was a great old man car, but a V8 engine, and it looked great. And
4-year-old, is that, that's the, they made them a little smaller.
Yeah, it was a CTS, that, right? Is that right? A CTS maybe?
CTS?
Yeah. So, and it was within our price range. And I said, this is nice. And Carrie says, that's a really old man car. I said, well, I'm a really old man. And then we're looking at a couple, and then
but your size, that's a good car for you.
It is. It is. And then lot of the cars that were in our price range, you look in and you say, lightly worn cloth interior. That's sort of a, when someone can't even take care of the upholstery, I bet they're not getting the oil changed every 4,000 miles. So we're looking around.
But the interior, don't you think really when you're buying a used car, and if you remember the debacle, and really, I think it's a testament to the success of the Mike O'Mara show that we all have our used car. I will say, do you remember when mine smelled like a fart?
Mike, I would be lying if you were not top of mind this entire purchase.
That's a common issue though with rental cars that become cars that you do buy on the market.
Because like one of the hottest movers that we were looking at was a service loaner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the first thing I always look at is the driver's side seat.
Yep.
And if it looks like somebody, ate it with a burrito and passed it out of their ass, you probably don't want to buy the car. That's the way. The driver's seat is a big deal. And you can also tell if a Fatty McFadigan's been in it.
Well, do you remember when I drove that cop car for a while?
Where the seat was broken because the obese man that had it?
The floorboard was broken. He ripped it. I said, why does this seat sit wrong? And they pulled back the carpet. There was an L-shaped tear in the sheet metal.
God! That's how fat the guy was. He actually wore it out. All right, so you're looking at these used cars.
Yeah, and we come in, and he says, and I said, this is probably good. We'd like to take this for a drive. He says, that's probably a good car for you. But, it's the last day of the year. We're really looking to make some deals. Would you ever consider looking at a new car? Ugh. And I said, I'm not going to say no to anything. And he says, because we have this and this. And he says, your daughter, you said, drove a Subaru, right? I said, yeah. She drives a 10-year-old.
We have a 4.8% 360-month financing plan.
Yeah. You won't be upside down at the end of that term.
Your daughter drives a Forester. And I said, yeah. And he said, they've really changed them. Would you like to drive one? I said, sure, why not? And so they bring one around, the 2021 Subaru Forester Limited in crimson, and we take it for a spin.
I'm a part-time Mainer. I'm a Subaru advocate.
You sold your Subaru in literally 9 months.
Yes, but what a great 9 months he had it.
I have a problem with cars, Oscar. That's why I'm in f***ing debt. All right, go
such
ahead.
Such a horrible word.
Go ahead, Rob.
So we...
I'm a Subaru guy. 9 months. I hated it.
What? No,
that's a marriage.
but as far as the reliability, in Maine, we play the Subaru game. You know that, right?
No.
I told you about that? Where we punch each other when we see a
like
Subaru.
Like punch buggy, but it's a Subaru.
Punch buggy, okay.
Yeah, every time. Carl and I will drive 15 minutes into Ellsworth, Maine, hit each other like 30 times. Boom, 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 boom. Subaru. And you know the weather up there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got a lot of mud, a lot of snow.
Yes, they are. Fantastic. Yep.
So we're driving around, and a few things really strike me about this Subaru is that it's got the most amazing visibility of any car I've ever driven. It doesn't feel like there's anything around you but glass. And also, it has got all kinds of headroom, and it's wide. And I said, Carrie, this is a roomy really car. Nice car. And so we go back, and we look at some other options. We sit in some of the used cars that have some of the odors that have been described and some of the wear that has been described. And he says, well, what about a slightly smaller Subaru? I said, well, we could sit in it. There was one I sat in.
You can't get the smaller one than the four.
No.
You can get the pony mobile?
I sat in one, and it was
a Crosstrek?
Yeah, exactly. And I said,
can't fit your right thigh.
I said, Gary, don't even get in. This isn't even roomy enough for one of us. So we said no, and we went back and forth and back and forth and kind of drug our feet a little bit. And he said, there's a sale on this, and we can drop this, and there's a warranty, and how's your credit? And I said,
what'd you get?
That car we sat in, a 2021 Subaru Forester in crimson.
It's a great car.
It's beautiful.
It'll be the best car you've ever owned.
I think you might be right.
That will be the best car you have ever owned.
As soon as I figure out all the electronics.
How many months did you finance it for?
280.
And what was your financing rate?
40. I don't know if it's percent or dollars.
Carla's going to be out of her mind that you guys got a. Carla's thinks they're the greatest, and if they are, they are. I think it's one of the great products in the United States.
Two things you need to know about it is the one we actually chose was on the showroom floor, so they had to drive it out of the building for us to buy.
That's
it.
Fine. Well, no, it's a great. I think it's a That's for fine. The money. It's a great, and their financing is very. Terrific.
They did well, and they also covered.
Can we get after all this? Couldn't we get our first real car dealership somewhere? You know,
like of course,
that. Yeah,
of course.
Actually, I'd like to get that. That.
Yeah. Let's get Subaru as a client.
Wish we had done that
Probably
before.
Better
I bought
with
the car.
The Volvo
or Volvo.
Oh, Tahoe. Yeah, Hertz. Oh, they're out of business. Congratulations. Anything else you can add on your little
Yeah,
story
there's so much stuff going on that I needed Julia to come in and teach me my car. But that's a story for another time. It does steer itself sometimes, which I find rather off-putting.
And you got rid of the other one?
We will probably donate the PT Cruiser to a fine organization.
1-800
cars for kids.
Yes. We'll take a break. Congratulations. Send me a picture.
I will.
We'll be right back with more fun and thrills right here. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Hey,
who said that? Baby, how you?
Tonight, we take a moment to mourn the many legends that we lost this past year.
Blocked Island. No, it's not the home of a swanky resort. It's a place of shame and isolation from TMOS. You see, Mike, Rob, and Oscar are doing important work each and every day on the Mike O'Mara Show. Work that keeps America laughing. And then here you come with your petty complaints and criticism. Blocked Island exists to remind you that your opinions are meaningless and hurtful. So keep listening and enjoying TMOS every day. And if there is ever anything that doesn't tickle your funny bone or offends you, know your role, stay in your lane, and shut the fuck up. God bless you.
Did you ever know?
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by a wonderful client. Love this company, Ritual.
Yes.
Let's call in the late, great George Carlin to tell you what you really have in your multivitamin that you're taking right now. George?
Sugars! GMOs! Synthetic fillers! Artificial colorants! Sheep's wool! Gelatin from hooves! And hides! Ew!
Those are all ingredients you might find in a multivitamin. But Ritual isn't your typical multivitamin.
No.
Ritual's clean, vegan-friendly formula is made with key nutrients in forms that your body can actually use with no shady extras. Ritual helps fill gaps in your diet, and their fresh-tasting, delayed-release capsules are designed to dissolve later in less sensitive areas of the stomach so you can take them with or without food.
Huge.
That's
huge.
A big deal. Now available for women, men, and teens, and over 50. That's what I got.
Yes.
My program. Ritual multivitamins are scientifically developed to help support different life stages. Your multivitamins are delivered to your door every month with free shipping. Ritual makes healthy habits easy. Mine are on the way. I can't wait to start my Ritual. You deserve to know what's in your multivitamin. And by the way, when you do my 50+, which I did with Ritual, you know, it always just that little ping.
Sure.
Even though I'm 11 years out from that little milestone, you know, now I go, yep, plus 50.
Yeah, that's me.
Get over there. That's why Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during our first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/TMOS to start your Ritual today. Ritual.com/TMOS. Boom.
Boom. Boom.
Well, that's cool.
Boom, bam.
That's really a big deal. Did you know that he had done that?
I'm super. I guess what pains me is the months are great. And I've looked at half of these deals and you're like, damn, that is fantastic financing. The idea that you're getting a car for your son, a better car for your son, like a hand-me-down, is fantastic because you want him to be safe as well.
That's part of it. I mean, we really got into a point where we were looking at thousands of dollars to keep the PT Cruisers safe. Like, you know, you have to do the serpentine belt. That's $800 right there.
So and what are you going to do with the PT Cruiser?
I honestly think I think we're going to donate it to
anyone. Sell it and take any money you can off of that.
Maybe. It would have to be someone that doesn't mind a lack of handles.
Yeah, just drive to CarMax. They'll give you one.
Are your neighbors a little concerned now? You got like 11 cars out in front of your house?
No, we have two in the driveway and then two in the common area. And then I guess now a third in the common area.
Yeah,
I'm just doing the math.
Okay, you live in a townhouse complex. It's not like parking's everywhere.
That's all, though. Right. One's for Linus. We have five
automobiles.
Five things in the house that are five mammals in the house and five cars.
Automobiles for a family of people that aren't going anywhere.
Hey, I'm coming into the city every day.
You're the one. You ought to sell all four cars and you ought to get yourself
two cups of coffee and a positive COVID test from working from home for the rest of the year. Like, this is reality.
I have to say, I think there is a reason why the people of Maine are in that car always. Mm-hmm. I mean it. We have lots of
our friends drive them as well. I mean, and it was not unresearched. Julia loves hers. And so I did a little bit of a dive on Subaru before she bought hers over the summer.
It screams, I am a Suburban.
Mike, when you move into Loudoun County, they issue you a crossover.
Don't wear socks. Yeah.
Well, maybe we can all win the lottery and, are we going to do a pool again or are we just going to?
I'm up for it, Mike. I remember that not all of us like doing the pool. So I don't want to pressure anybody.
Mm. Well, I mean, what do we want to do? How do we want to?
Look, you're the captain.
Pool?
You'd let me know what you want to do and I'll jump in.
All right. I think I don't know. I think we ought to do our own thing. I like my odds down here. I'd love to pool my resources and get all our tickets, but, you know, if I win, I don't want to share.
No.
I don't want to share.
Now, down there, aren't they selling the tickets in a tent, right? And you have to call an 800 number to get them?
You know, this is what I think about it. I really do believe what they're saying about the lottery.
What is the jackpot? I don't know this.
It's like $400 million.
Oh, fascinating.
Like an amazing amount of money, right? What is the total?
I'm bringing it right now.
Right now.
And what they're saying is in these difficult times, I think anybody that, say, for example, has a job and is able to pay their rent would be well served to carve off a little piece for a charitable organization. I think that would be a really cool thing.
Of course, if Dolly Parton can donate $1 million without, you know, just by writing a check, you should at least do that. 100%.
I think it would be a great thing to do. And I think in these unprecedented times, be a really good idea.
Is it Powerball?
I think it's Mega Millions.
Oh, okay.
And Mega Millions is drawing in 12 hours, 51
Powerball.
Minutes. And it's right now Mega Millions is $432 million.
Yeah.
The actual cash value is only $329 million.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Details.
That'll buy a lot of Subaru Foresters.
Yes, it will.
Really, really will.
Mm-hmm. So 36 hours to the next drawing, it says.
36 hours till the next drawing?
That's telling me here. Well, is that for Powerball?
That's Powerball. Mega Millions.
Okay. So it's not a big story up there. You guys have to start watching the news like I do. I mean, I watch it every day.
Mike,
you know? Come on. It's a national story, fellas.
What's more important?
It's a Powerball.
The vaccine
and Mega Millions.
Or Powerball?
Well, both stories were in there, and March Madness was in there too, Oscar, that they're going to put them all in Indiana,
Mike, do you
all the
think
college
we
kids.
Get the same feeds on Google News? We get different feeds. They're
this
tailored
was the
to each other.
Today Show, dude.
Oh,
this
I don't
was
want
the Today
I'm
Show.
I'm a CNBC guy. You know that.
A CNBC, okay.
Squawk out.
Watch
and
Jim
also,
Cramer.
I don't get it either because every morning I watch Turner Classic Movies.
All right, very good. Very exciting. On that note, we speaking of news, we have to take a break so I can come back and give you the real news, including a massive, massive scandal.
Yes.
That involves death.
Ooh.
How's that for a tease?
I'm in.
We'll take a break. Come right back, everybody.
Hey there, in case you haven't heard, it's a brand new year. But before we slam the door on this show that was 2020, some P1s and Team OS Nation want to show their appreciation.
This is Serena Spatola in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Thank you, TMOS, for all the laughs this year. And a special thank you to Carrie Spiewak for adding the extra special glitter we didn't even know we needed.
Hi, it's Jolene in Las Vegas, and I just wanted to take a second to thank everyone at TMOS for all the love and laughter you've given us throughout the year, and cannot wait for what's to come.
Thank you, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and Maddie, for keeping us laughing when we needed it the most. Here's to more fun and some great memories to come in 2021.
right back at you to all of you guys. Woo! You make it possible for us to do what we do. Thank you, thank you. And Jim Amato, God bless you real good and here, happy here. New Year. Look forward to your association with us for the next year. You're a good man, Jim Amato. You really, really are. And I appreciate you, and I don't say it enough. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Solo Stove. The cold weather is here, but you still have the thermal upper hand, oh mighty one.
Oh mighty one. Because there's nothing like a roaring fire to bring you back to what matters. Enter Solo Stove.
Why am I using the Carlin voice today? We all got them. We all love them. And they work in the snow.
They do.
What?
I mean, you
well,
can
you sit it on top.
Well, I mean, even if this, you get a fire going, the snow doesn't have a chance. You get it all going.
Okay, I get it. You can put it on a. I saw Call of the Wild. Thank you.
Jack London great, reference.
A great weapon against the cold as well as digital distractions. Solo Stove creates magic moments with stainless steel construction designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. So little smoke, you'll wonder how there's so much fire. Plus, no campfire smell on your clothes and nothing left but ultra-fine ash for easy cleanup. We used it on the break. Mm-hmm. Note to family members, please to put Solo Stove back in its lovely little packaging and not have that black packaging on the other side. It's got a carrying case.
Yes.
It's got a little vinyl carrying case. That's great. You got the Solo Stove over here. Got the carrying case over there. What's wrong with this picture? Get your act together, family. I'm not doing it.
It's no one so needs easy a reason. To use if you're considerate.
Yes. Thank you very much. Lifetime warranty, by the way.
Yes.
No one needs a reason to gather around the fire. Solo Stove just took away any reason not to. And now you get $10 off when you use the promo code TMOS at checkout. Listen to that fire. Oh, wow.
Boy, it's so warm in here, Oscar.
Oh, my sneakers are melting. Just go to solostove.com, and remember, you get $10 off when you use promo code TMOS, and that's a good thing.
News!
Boo! All right. Here we go. This is a story I want to talk about all day.
Let's see it.
We talked about it yesterday. Tanya Roberts was in the news.
Yes.
She is not dead. What the hell is going on?
Well, you actually called it, Mike. If you listen back to that yesterday's episode, you're like, I just didn't think she was. Why would it was shocking to you?
Yeah, yeah. Well, what, you know, you can understand when somebody buys the farm with COVID, but you know, 65 in our society, thank God, not young. As old as it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
But things are getting weird with this. This is
it's too weird.
Just weird. And very LA-ish. Sunday, Tanya's agent reported her death, saying he got the news from her husband, Lance O'Brien. Remember that name? This guy might be trouble. Just saying, okay? Well, it turns out Lance isn't Tanya's husband, but her longtime boyfriend, okay? Trouble right there.
Yeah.
In my humble opinion, trouble right there. Yesterday, he was being interviewed by Inside Edition about her death when he got a call, when he got a call from the hospital telling him she was still alive.
Mike, I think now would be a good time to take half a minute and listen to this actual moment. Because,
all right, let's listen to the phone call.
I don't know if Lance O'Brien...
This is coming in while he's being interviewed by Inside Edition.
If Lance O'Brien has any acting experience, but here's how that played out.
Newspapers across the nation today carried reports of her death. And I was interviewing her longtime boyfriend, Lance O'Brien, when the shocking, almost impossible-to-believe news came in that Tanya was alive.
Now you're telling me that she's alive? Oh, thank the Lord. Thank God.
What just happened, Lance? What was that?
The hospital's telling me she's alive. And they're calling me from the ICU team.
So the hospital just called you right now and told you that Tanya's still alive?
Yeah.
That has all right. The marks of, like, you know when they would do, like...
Mom, hold on.
Okay.
I hate to do this because I don't like to use my own experience.
Right.
But I have been at a deathbed.
Yes.
All right. And I have been. The first thing you do, the very first thing after you perceive someone may be gone, is that a medical professional comes in and confirms yay or nay.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a moment. It's a horrible moment,
it is.
But it is a moment. This guy is full of crap. I smelled the biggest rat. And let me tell you what happened here, okay?
All right.
After that, and the guy is, yeah, he's a bad actor, too. Did you watch the video of that?
What it was is Bob Newhart is a comic from the old days, Oscar, and one of his things was he would do telephone calls, and because you're only hearing his voice, he'd have to over-explain his side.
Yeah.
So when you say Lance O'Brien is saying, so you're telling me she's alive?
Yeah.
I mean, he's having to build the bit out. Because, you know.
You can't hear the other side.
You can't hear the other side. It's horrible. Right,
there is no other side. Boyfriends, their husbands. We got, after that, TMZ. All these hinky people.
Sure.
TMZ. You got the boyfriend who's not a husband. You got this skeezy reporter from Inside Edition.
Can you tell me what just happened?
Everywhere.
There's slime
everywhere.
Yeah.
So TMZ speaks with both Lance. Of course, Lance. He makes himself available to TMZ, which is what you always want to do after a near-death experience, right? Tanya's rep, a guy named Mike Pingle. Lance tells him he went to the hospital Sunday after doctors called and told him Tanya was fading fast and wasn't going to make it.
Mm.
Which is what doctors say all the time when they call. This is an absolute... This will be exposed.
You wouldn't get that from a veterinarian.
So is she sick still, or what's...
We don't know yet.
Nobody knows.
It's so slimy. When he gets to the hospital, allegedly, she opened her eyes and tried to grab him, then closed them again. He apparently assumed she was dead, and then he left the hospital without speaking to medical staff. Look, this is evil. On some level. Mike says he picked up Lance at the hospital. Is that the guy, the publicist?
Yeah, it's Pingle and O'Brien, Mike.
Yeah. And Lance told him, quote, she died in my arms.
Mm. Well, that's not true at all.
So much melodrama.
Mike, do you know that actually Tanya has issued a statement? I have it here.
I'm not dead. I feel fine.
What is that?
It's from the Holy Grail.
Let's hear that statement.
Okay, this is...
Let's hear that statement from Tanya
This is
Roberts
former
again.
Bond girl Tanya Roberts.
I'm not dead. I feel fine.
All right. And yet another interview.
Yes.
This guy Lance said a hospital worker told him that Tanya... opening her eyes was just a reflex, and that for all intents and purposes, she was gone. Mm. He also said she's since been taken off life support, and there's no chance she's going to make it. Tanya collapsed on New Year's Eve after walking her dogs. She was put on a ventilator because she was having trouble breathing, but she reportedly does not have the coronavirus. We still don't have
nothing.
It's all it's the TMZ drama. It's Lance's
no payoff.
It's drama with nobody doing any real reporting.
Yeah, but O'Brien and Pingle benefit because Tanya's in the news.
And O'Brien and Pingle are in the news too.
Yes,
so
of course.
I got no idea.
Anyway, a miraculous recovery.
It's I rarely put the Kardashian family in the news.
It's
unless
true.
It's something really exciting. 2021 could be the year that Kim and Kanye finally split.
Oh.
Sources say their relationship is really strange right now, and he's basically living at his ranch in Wyoming while she holds down the fort in L.A. One source says, quote, this is a nightmare for Kim.
Yeah, gotta be.
More L.A. drama. She's looking for a way out, but she's also a nice person and wants to do the best for her kids. I interviewed her only one time in my career. She seemed very nice on the phone. She really did. All right.
I think, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I think Kanye West is worth $1.2 billion with his Adidas deal now. This is the perfect time for
a
divorce.
That's how he bought the ranch.
Courtney and Chloe, and he got a Subaru.
Yes, he did. A beautiful red
Courtney
Subaru.
And Chloe are reportedly pushing for the divorce because he's dragging her down and becoming a liability. All right, it's all the Kardashian crap. That's why I don't do it. Another source says, quote, the trust is gone. Kim's fairy tale just came to an end, and Tanya Roberts is dead. No, I'm sorry. That's not in this story. Anyway.
Hey, whatever. It's Tanya and Kanye.
Yeah. Tanya and Kanye. She's dead. She's alive. She's
I'm not
died
dead.
In my arms.
I feel fine.
That is my favorite.
I think the
that
hit at the end. The
you
hit at the end might be from Pingle.
I'm not dead. I feel fine.
Okay, let's get to the normal news you may not
need.
Pickle-flavored Doritos.
I'm in.
Just went on sale nationwide. These things apparently popped up at a few spots last summer. We talked about it, I'm sure. I never miss a Doritos story. And they were popular enough that Doritos decided to give them a wider launch. According to one review, they have, quote, a very pleasant dill and vinegar flavor. Gene Simmons says...
I was going to say, it's the spokesman from KISS.
Hi. Hi, this is Gene Simmons. Make sure you try dill pickle flavored Doritos. They're delicious. Yeah. And now more food story. Back in 95, pizza introduced the stuffed crust pizza. We remember that.
Sure.
Now to celebrate more than a quarter century of the pizza, they're going to be giving some people rings of stuffed crust.
Ooh.
You get a full-size pizza crust filled with cheese, but no pizza. So what, like a donut?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
It would seem to have no middle.
They're giving them out at two locations in L.A. Now, that's safe. And two locations in Dallas tomorrow and Thursday. No word on whether they might take their stuffed crust rings to other cities. So I guess it's rings of
what they should do is hand them out to all those people at the Cleveland Browns game.
Yeah. Boy, it's so cold in that stadium, you can almost die. Anybody die? Any Cleveland fans dead yet? Right. Are you guys dead? No. Huh? Are you guys dead yet?
I'm not dead. I feel fine. Okay.
Go Browns.
Now we got... I love that clip. Anyway, coronavirus quick hits. Could the next random product to sell out be hair lice medicine? A new study found a basic head lice drug called ivermectin led to an 80% lower fatality rate in hospitalized corona patients.
Mm.
Oscar, pick some up when you're at the drugstore today. Just in case.
Yeah, and also get Knit, which is the other brand that's good that comes with the comb.
Okay.
So get all very that lice exciting. Out. Not an issue for me.
Teenagers can be resourceful when they're motivated. This is another coronavirus quick hit. There's a warning going out to stores that kids are wearing masks and dressing up to look older so they can buy alcohol.
Strong.
I've seen this.
I just wanted to pick up some supplies. Could I have a 40? Could you give me a 40, please?
The tell isn't what they're buying, like you just mentioned, Mike. Like if it's all Goldschlager and Avalanche, then you know they're just kids.
I want a pack of pencils, some rubber bands, and Goldschlager.
Thank you. This is very bad.
Oh,
very sad. The pandemic has led to major drops in the number of people using cocaine, Molly, and LSD.
Oh,
that's
a sharing drug, right? Cocaine. Right.
Yes.
Oh, but there's a bright silver lining. More people now are smoking weed. Isn't that fantastic?
That is good news.
That's very, very good news. Hey, Mike. And now a little something, something.
Hey, Mike.
The cops in Port St. Lucie, Florida, pulled over two guys around 3 a.m. New Year's Eve. You know, nothing good can come of that. One of them was 30-year-old Jethro Genius, and he had an outstanding G-E-N-E-U-S, or genus.
Oh, say genius.
Jethro Genius. That could be a character.
It could be.
Sometimes I get a name that makes me create a voice, you know? Hey, Granny. How you doing? I think we take that, we go to the drugstore and we buy all that head lice medicine and we sell it like a lemonade stand. Jethro Genius. He had an outstanding warrant, so they searched his backpack. They found two large bags inside, one with a white powder and one with a brown powder. They assumed the bags were filled with drugs, but Jethro Genius had a genius explanation. He said they weren't drugs, they were ingredients to bake a cake. Florida. He said one was sugar and the other was cornstarch. Unfortunately for him, the cops did a quick field test on the powders. They were drugs. They arrested him. When they took him to jail, he accidentally dropped a bag of meth, too.
Oh.
And he didn't try to pass it off as baking powder or yeast or something. So he went right to jail. Jethro Genius has been hit with several drug charges. No word on whether Granny or Jed were arrested, and Ellie Mae is still sleeping. Thank you very much. We got to take a break. We'll come back with the audio ball right here.
Uncle Jed!
It's cornstarch, Granny. That will make me a big cake. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio ball right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, man, is that O'Mara Rock?
Yeah, man.
Well, turn it up, man. KTEL Records presents 16 original hits inspired by the Mike O'Mara Show in one far-out collection.
It's O'Mara Rock.
This groovy collection covers everything TMOS. There are songs about legendary P1 listeners. Jolie.
Hit songs about the TMOS wives.
and songs about all the things TMOS listeners love.
You can get on the TMOS Hit Parade by becoming a TMOS Talking Head.
Send your email to Rob with two B's at MikeOmaraShow.com and include your name and phone number and explain all about your wild, wild life.
Love that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. Start the year with some savings thanks to Harry's. New customers can redeem a Harry's trial set for just $3 when you go to harrys.com/TMOS. Harry's is a return to the essential quality craftsmanship at a fair price. Changed out my Harry's blade yesterday.
Isn't it great? You never need Harry's to do it, but it always feels so good.
You just feel like maybe it's the time.
It's time.
It's
yeah.
Terrific when you do that. Harry's team combined a simple ergonomic design with 5 sharp blades. Pure and simple. Simple is better. They source their steel from Sweden, make the blades in Germany. They cut out the middleman. It's great for you. Harry stands behind the quality of their blades so much that they have a 100% money-back guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let them know, and they will give you a full refund. Harry's has a special offer for our listeners. New customers can get a Harry's starter set for $3. You didn't hear me wrong. That is just $3. Trace at harrys.com/TMOS. You get the 5-blade razor, the weighted handle, foaming shave gel with aloe, a travel cover, all for $3. Get everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Go to harrys.com/TMOS and claim your offer. We love you, Harry's. We want you here for a long, long time. Now let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Tuesday, January 5th.
Is it yes, fit? And it's still the new year.
Okay, yeah. I think we've started the year pretty well, don't you believe
man,
so?
Man, have we ever.
Absolutely.
It's a good new year. Just ask Tanya.
I'm not dead. I feel fine.
Tanya Roberts.
Maddie, did you watch the premiere of The Bachelor?
I didn't.
Okay,
are you going to spoil it?
No, you got to just not listen for about 35 seconds.
Okay. Thank you.
There's a new contestant named Katie. And Matt James is the Bachelor this year, and Katie had a great entrance. I don't normally spotlight the Bachelor, but I thought this was a pretty good moment.
I'm Katie. Let's
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Nice to meet you too.
So I brought something from home.
Okay.
That's really special to me, and I thought I'd share it with you. You know, this pandemic was really hard for me, and this just really got me through a lot. Uh-huh. And I was hoping to pass the torch to you.
It's a vibrator.
After seeing how you look and knowing that the fantasy suite is so far away, I actually gonna need it just for like a little bit longer.
A vibrator?
A vibrator? No, she did not.
This is what we've come to.
Hey, there's a proud dad somewhere.
That's right.
Okay, I think we've started the year pretty well, don't you believe
Man, have we ever.
Absolutely.
I love this. A broadcaster on the British Broadcasting Company, a.k.a. the BBC, had a highlight reel from the year 2020 to present all the great things from the previous 12 months.
Just going to show you a very special program. We've put up the highlights of 2020. Let's just have a look. Exactly. It's Farewell 2020. Let's join our colleagues.
I love the Brits sometimes. Love the dry Brits. They are really nothing to see there. Nothing at all
Moving
to see
on.
There. Crappy, yeah. crappy. But Tanya Roberts, let's check in with her. Tanya, how are you doing? Are you all right, my love?
I'm dead. I feel fine.
Now, hard turn here. Let me pump this clutch. This is the final week of episodes of Jeopardy with Alex Trebek as host.
Yep.
And they were going to originally run them Christmas week, but because they really, really wanted to drain all of the power out of it, they held out, and this is the final week, and it's particularly touching, and they're weighty to watch, knowing what we know now.
Just hearing his voice and knowing he was ill.
And he said this
classy dude
on last night's episode, and if this doesn't hit you in the feels, then you're wired wrong.
You'll recall that about a month ago, I asked all of you to take a moment to give thanks for all of the blessings that you enjoy in your lives. Now, today, a different kind of message. This is the season of giving. I know you want to be generous with your family, your friends, your loved ones. But today, I'd like you to go one step further. I'd like you to open up your hands and open up your heart to those who are still suffering because of COVID-19, people who are suffering through no fault of their own. We're trying to build a gentler, kinder society. And if we all pitch in just a little bit, we're going to get there.
I love it.
There is a textbook for celebrities, people in the public eye, that I don't think will be rewritten anytime soon. Alex Trebek wrote the book on how to die with dignity and to do it in the public eye. And I I just think he's spectacular. There are a lot of people that have done that, that have actually gotten an illness. I think back to a great radio performer, Lopez on 98 yes. Rock, who was very public with his battle. But Alex Trebek, with that level of fame and the way he handled it, just what a legacy for his family and loved ones.
You can really. Be open without being selfish. You can use it to advance yeah. knowledge. There's just yeah, so absolutely. Many ways you can use it. And God yeah. bless him and his yeah. family. I don't normally hit up Twitter for content for The Vault, but this was burning it up today. I love this. Mike, when I say to you 11,780, you probably know that's the amount of votes they yeah. needed to find in Georgia. Well, someone okay. with AutoTune said, what if Donald Trump was in the musical Rent?
All I want to do is this. I just want to find 11,780 bucks, which is one more than we have. Have they moved the inner parts of the machines and replaced them with other parts? No.
So that's how that might sound.
That's pretty good.
And
that's pretty good right
let
there.
Let us close with this. Japanese fast food update. If you're worried about evil, they got you covered.
Burger King in Japan recently unveiled its new Whopper that is made to ward off evil spirits. Meanwhile, McDonald's drew a pentagram on the floor and the McRib came back.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
That's good. We got to get out of here, and we will be back with another brand new program. We'll have your letters tomorrow.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
We'll open up that mailbag. Don't forget, we got a good talking head coming up this Friday, too. Send all that stuff to Rob with two B's at MikeOmeraShow.com.
Do it.
So thank you very much for listening. We'll be back with another brand new episode tomorrow for Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOmeraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
I'm not dead. I feel fine.
Mike O'Mara.
It's done, Joe. They've touched your things. They're loading your car.
Sorry.
It's okay.
We had 2 weeks off.
That's okay.
Yeah. It must be this
pandemic.
That's exactly what it is, you know? I mean, for God's sakes, we're dealing with a
pandemic.
That's what we're dealing with here. It's very, very frustrating. I understand that.
Pandemic.
All right. You don't have to say it again.
Pandemic.
The good news is, and well, we should end it this way. Tanya Roberts is doing fine.
I'm not dead. I feel fine.
Oh, Tanya.